I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music.
Ready, go! We're back. Deb, what do you got?
Oscar's night to shine, Jason.
Oscar's night to shine.
Very exciting.
Love it. For a little pre-Oscars podcasting, huh?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Is it exciting?
Topical.
So it's all
on
Oscars.
The trends.
We got highly
movies.
Structured.
It's movies.
It's like a highly structured kind of thing we've got. We're going to talk about some movies. We have a little plan where no one's here. Then we're going to have a little, like a mini, not really an Oscar party, but just a few people over to enjoy the festivities. And we might, you know, do a little podcasting during.
Yeah, we might.
We might drop some hot takes.
Say, yeah.
Drop some motherfucking hot takes.
Yeah.
Also sober. Please note.
Live hot takes.
Let the archivist note that this is the second time I'm doing this sober. No, the third time I'm doing this sober. The second time you're doing it sober.
No, I've
third time you're doing it sober.
Yeah. Third, maybe even fourth.
Fourth. Well, we'll have someone for that.
Nicole, yeah.
We have someone for that.
Let us know. Please keep.
So what else you got other than Oscar's Night to Shine?
Really just Oscar's Night to Shine. Is there anything else? Anything else one
needs? It shines so brightly that you can't even see it.
We should talk a little bit about our bet, I think, right?
Our bet. Yeah, that's where we're going to get to, like, the meat of the thing. The meat of the thing. Right now, we're still, we're introing. We're wittily bantering.
This is part of the intro, no?
Is this part of the intro? I feel like that's the thing. That's what we got. That's what we're bringing to the table tonight.
I feel like, okay, so another teaser
We're going to talk about Frozen.
This is great.
We're going to talk a little bit about Frozen.
Yeah.
People love their Disney movies.
Yeah.
Especially this one. This was a good one. But we'll save that for a little later.
Great one? Mm.
Oh, interesting. We also like to talk about our previous podcast, which was now like 4.5 years ago, so that's going to be hard to talk about.
I think we're not going to do that tonight.
This
is a tight, we got things to do.
No. We have a format. Do we got to stick to the format?
I thought we kind of did away with that format a little bit.
No, we have not done away with that format. We're just shortening it. It's a tighter structure.
We didn't really talk about the previous episode.
I think we did a little bit, but we didn't have a preview. It was like it had been a year and a half, basically.
It's been shorter than the time it's been since we did the last episode.
Is that true?
Yeah.
When was the last episode? January 3rd?
December, I thought.
January 3rd.
That was
we did it January 3rd, I remember now.
Mm-hmm. 2 months ago.
We did it Friday, January 3rd. Was that a Friday? We'll look it up. We'll check on that later. We'll get back to you. The last episode was fun. You liked it, right?
I think
listening back to it, it was good. We've gotten a lot of people have said nice things about it.
I think a lot of people, that might be their like favorite episode we've done.
Extraordinarily, excitingly for me, I said, Becky's going to listen to this episode 2 months from now, and then she actually listened to it almost literally 2 months from when I said that.
I think you actually said she was going to listen to it in February.
Late February, and it happened.
She did listen to it in February, so it's even more impressive.
It is more impressive.
So don't blow yourself short here.
And I was personally, my most gratifying moment in podcasting, I think, was when Ari and Melissa, driving up skiing, were like, how come you guys didn't podcast this week like you said you would? We need something to listen to.
Agreed.
People, how great is
that? Good. We were missed. It feels good to be missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that our shout? Who else we shouting out?
I feel like that's pretty much it, right?
That's everyone? I'm sure we're obviously forgetting people.
This is why I thought we were, like, going to only do organic
shout-outs. Okay, yeah. Well, only organic shout-outs. Yeah. Okay, so Oscar bet. Talk to us about our Oscar bet.
Okay. So we're waiting to do that.
We're waiting to do that for what? What else are we...
You said we were waiting to do that until later. Is this later?
This is later now. Yeah, that's, let's save it for later. That's what I say.
That's so we have an Oscar pool. We've been doing it for... This is our 13th year, not consecutive.
No, this is our 14th year.
This is our 13th year.
We've done it 13 times. This is time 14.
We haven't. I looked it up on Facebook last year because I knew you'd said it. And last year you said... Now I'm 10 out of 12, or, you know, losing. So that would make this year the 13th year.
Oh, unlucky 13.
This is great stuff. So anyway, it's our 13th year, not consecutively. Our first one was in...
Well, why don't you describe what's going on here?
Well, I was getting to that.
What's the actual bet?
No. Why don't you describe it?
Well,
you're interrupting. Well, no, I'm not, because I had a way I was going to describe it, which you have apparently missed. So now I'd like you to do it. No,
continue, please.
No, please.
I'm not going to talk.
No, I don't want to talk about it either now.
Please, Deb, go.
Anyway, this is great podcasting. I'm sure you've all really missed us now. Anyway, we have this Oscar pool. We've had dinner. I have won 10 out of 12 years. This is our 13th year. And this year, we usually have, like, I'd say somewhere in the range of, like, 4 to 8 categories different. This year, we only have one. Best original score. So it's all coming down to that. Quite a bet.
How many categories are there?
Basically just betting on best original score.
How many categories are there on an Oscar ballot at this point in time?
I think there's like 24, maybe?
And we picked 23 of these things exactly the same.
Yeah.
Including all the shorts.
Yeah.
Which is
all
weird.
All the shorts, yeah.
So, do you want to tell the people at home who you picked for best original score?
Maybe. Should I tell them? Yeah. I picked Gravity.
Yeah, and I picked her. Our friends from Arcade Fire. I once met their mother.
I was really excited when they
I once met their mother.
When they all hear this 3 days from now, when like, the Oscars is talking about. This is great. This is good stuff.
Cool. So, what did you pick for best animated movie?
I picked the movie Frozen.
Coincidence? I picked Frozen 2.
That is a surprise.
We've been promising to talk about Frozen for a while.
We have been promising to talk about
Frozen. And talk about it. Go. What do you got? Start us off. Did you like Frozen?
I loved Frozen.
Okay, you ready? Rank it among Disney movies. Ready? Go.
I'm not ready to do that because it's hard for me to do that. A lot of Disney movies have like a special place in my heart from when I was like a child.
I'm not
really sure where this like would fit me.
But okay,
it goes to the top five. It's in the top five.
Let's split it out here. Rank your top five favorite Disney movies, but we take the nostalgia into question. Just the ones that you have the best feelings about.
Go. I would say Beauty and the Beast.
Number one.
No, this isn't in order.
Not in order. Beauty and the Beast.
Aladdin.
The
Lion King.
Lion King. I'm going to repeat exactly what you
really,
say to give you more time.
Those are my three favorites. And then I'd say maybe Frozen.
Oh, so Frozen's top four. And that's even, because then I was going to say, what do you think is the best Disney movie, just best made? Picture qua picture.
I feel like it might be Frozen, but I feel like I might be letting like my sensibilities.
It's just the most,
well, it's not just the most recent, but it's like the sensibilities of it I appreciate. So
you like it politically. You want to talk a little bit about that? What do you like about it politically?
I like its feminist message. I like that it's kind of a correction of, I think, certain of the previous Disney movies.
Are we going to be able to talk about this without spoiling it?
I think we can spoil it. It's been...
Okay.
You know, like, right? We're going to spoil it. We're going to spoil it, guys.
I got news for you. It's a good movie.
I told a lot of people, like, over a month ago that we were going to record a podcast about Frozen and they should see it. A few people did watch it in the interim time. By the way, Idina Menzel right now is on the E! Carpet. This is like, how great is that? Yeah.
It's apparently, Lisa's very excited somewhere.
Lisa has posted...
Prediction, also, Laura's excited.
Lisa has posted maybe like 5 different things today about Idina Menzel. She's very excited. Laura, I don't think really cares. That's where I'm going with this.
So you're saying it's a corrective?
Right.
You think the whole movie or the ending?
I mean the ending specifically, but I kind of think actually there's certain other parts of the movie that are also corrected.
Should you just straight up drop your hot take on the ending? Just tell them what the ending is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
So, the movie, I guess, if you haven't seen it, no, but everyone here, you've probably seen it or you don't care. Anyway, there's two sisters. It kind of, one has, like, this special power, right, to, like, freeze things, the other doesn't. She runs away, like, people, there's a couple things at play here, right, where she's sort of a little bit villainized because she freezes things, even though it's not in her control, and her parents sort of, like, lock her away for a while, thinking that she has to, like, learn to control it in secret, right, when, right, that yeah, it's, yeah, like, the powers within her.
I have a couple things I want to say about E that we have on in the background.
Okay.
Thing number one, are you allowed to wear a white tuxedo after Labor Day? Or does the tuxedo trump...
For Oscars night to shine, you can absolutely do that.
Okay, yes. And another thing to talk about once you're done talking about Frozen That girl, not those two.
Juliana Rancic.
Yeah, why do I hate her so much? I see her for 10 minutes when it's on in the background during the Oscars every year, and I despise her.
She's not that great.
Okay, but yeah. Please.
Oh,
okay,
by the way, Lupita looks beautiful.
Yeah, she looks good. She's looking good. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Shout out to us for picking her to win Best Supporting Actress. So
like not she's love in the headband, but the rest of the look is great.
She's got to control her powers.
Yeah, so... And, like, but the way that her parents told her to do this is to, like, lock her away.
Keep her hidden.
Keep her hidden from the world. She's different, right? We have to, like, keep her hidden. There's something wrong with her.
Cover up her hands because she's, like, the Midas with the frozen.
Exactly.
With the ice instead of gold.
So, anyway, they find, everyone obviously finds out. But the reason why they find out is because her sister wants to, like, marry a man that she just met. And that's what makes her angry and unleash it, which is, like, she's against that. Which is every Disney movie is like, you always just basically marry a man you just met. And in this case, like, she's like, that's ridiculous. And everyone thinks that's ridiculous, which is my hot take on Rose. I really like that. That it's not just like one person, it's not just her, but it's like anyone they tell.
People are like, what the fuck
why
are you doing,
do
Anya?
That? Right. And to me, that's like a big corrective, right? It's like, you're like, no, you're a moron if you marry somebody you just met. So that's number one. Two, then I'm supposed to talk about that ending, right? So, but that. And the sister chases after her or whatever. They come back and it's like they're playing it up. They're the prince that she just met. He turns out to be like the villain of the movie because you can't go by people you just met. And he's like trying to kill both of the princesses or whatever. And in the end, the sisters like save each other. First, the one sister saves the ice sister. And then the ice sister is able to save the other one because it turns out like she can control her power through, like, love, and she needs, like, love and people and community, not to be locked away and hidden from the world, and that her power is a good thing when she can harness it, and it's not a bad thing, and you should embrace who you are and learn to love yourself, and you should take
care of your therapeutic and self-helpy.
It was very self-helpy. But anyway, they kind of make it seem like, at the end, like, the guy's gonna, like, save the girl, and then they, like, it's kind of a head fake.
It is a head fake.
And I like that. Because I was like, in the movie theater, starting to get annoyed. Because I was like,
I felt
like the movie was good up till that point or whatever. And then I was like, oh, that's going to be annoying. But then they didn't do it.
I kind of thought the head fake was super stupid. Like, they should have just done, like, had the cool ending.
Well,
like, they were going to have the cool,
I'll say about
know.
The head fake. First of all, Pharrell is wearing, like, shorts. What the... You can't do that.
Pharrell does what
he wants. Unless you're like a 6-year-old boy, you should never do that. That's
going to be super in from now on.
What is that? Is please, people.
You've seen the way those giant hats are super
in
now?
That is so silly. He did leave the hat at home. I felt that the head fake, if you look at it as like not a head fake, it was just like an action sequence, right? Where they're all kind of running together. So then it didn't annoy me so much after I thought about it for a while.
What about the other big things that everyone's talking about Frozen when it comes to it being feminist or not, is like the way that they were drawn, the two princesses, right? Deliver your hot takes on that.
You mean how they're drawn like everybody else?
Yeah, and they looked like,
no,
you know,
I mean,
and there were like notes given, like make them look prettier, make them look prettier.
Right. I think, well, there's like a couple things. One, that this is sort of separate, but in the original like story, this is based on like Elsa's a villain.
Wait, is Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, are they like married or something?
Yeah, I think they might even have a kid together.
Good work, Dax. I like that guy.
Funny, right?
Getting it done.
Funny people can sometimes get the girl.
Cool.
They should really stop showing for all the shirts. That's gonna be annoying. So Elsa was like a villain, right? So. Originally, I mean, obviously, in the first couple drafts, I think she was a villain, then sort of started to move her over from being a villain, and in that sort of process, then started to make, like, be like, no, she has to look, make her even prettier, right? And, no, I agree, it's very boring. If you've seen Tangled, Rapunzel looks eerily similar to both of those girls. It's like they only know how to draw one type of girl, so... Definitely, it's like baby steps, I guess I would say. It's like, obviously, we have a long way to go. It's Disney. There's only so much you can expect. I think it surpassed some expectations and not others. And I would hope that at some point...
You're saying it's an improvement, but like...
Yeah, I mean,
we're
not, it's definitely like...
We can't expect everything at once.
But I felt, to me, it was like enough of an improvement that it was at least we were like heading in a direction. even if it obviously didn't go, like, all the way.
Right. I didn't think... Yeah. I thought some of these criticisms were ridiculous, including the third one was the most ridiculous, about during the Let It Go, she, like, has her transformation, she accepts whatever,
right.
And then she gets all, like, slutted up in, like, the slit on the dress all of a sudden. It's, like, up to the wherever.
I don't think I've really even read about that one. Okay.
Oh, people were, yeah, like, Dana Stevens was. Had a whole thing in Slate about it, and then I think even Nussbaum, like, jumped on the bandwagon and saying it was stupid, and all these people got, like, even Dan Harmon was talking about it on Twitter.
I would say,
shout out to Harmon,
is what I'm going to say about that, is that I think part of, as a woman especially, like, accepting yourself is accepting yourself, like, sexually, and I think that she had been really stifled in her growth, so sort of part of her empowerment is embracing who she is, and I think the fact of the matter is she's not doing it to try to get a man in the movie. In fact, she doesn't have a love interest in the movie, so that kind of, make it right, like, if you're just doing it to feel good about yourself, then you should be able to look whatever. I thought it was sexual.
I thought people who wrote that were was incredibly stupid. Do we weirdly now...
I agree. Those people are stupid.
Because, like, you've long ranted about it, even on this very podcast, about the sexism in Disney movies. Do we now hold every little thing to some ridiculous standard when it's just a movie?
No, and I people, personally...
All actresses are good-looking. By definition,
and
of course,
right.
They're going to draw them, like, whatever.
I think that's a larger problem with Hollywood that we shouldn't hold. Like, every single romantic comedy or romance movie, which these really are, right? This really is just an animated romantic comedy, has, like, a gorgeous woman at the center. So I don't think that we should hold Disney to a different standard, but I do think we should try to hold everyone to a better standard of, at least within the confines of, like, what Hollywood would allow, something slightly different, right? Like, no one's saying they're going to go out and get, like, the ugliest people, right? But you could do somebody a little different, right? Make them slightly different. That's what I would say, and I feel like, but yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I think one of the interesting things, too, is that, like, the Disney Channel, there's been some stuff written about it, is, like, super diverse. Like, all their shows and stuff are very, like, careful. There's always, like, a Latino and a black person and, you know, two white kids. Like, it's, like, a certain formula, and that they're all pretty and talented and they don't talk about race at all, but that's, like, just kind of expected. And it's interesting that, like, Disney animated movies haven't sort of gone to that place either, and there's, like, a bit of a discrepancy.
Well, then in Mulan, which I still have to see.
Well, yes and no.
The
Princess and the Frog, that was their first and only African-American princess. And, yeah, Mulan, I mean, but they still haven't really made, I think, a racially diverse story, which I think would be
It's super stupid. This is why, I mean, identity politics are stupid, but it would be smart for them to do it just for all the marketing opportunities.
Yeah, I think, you know...
Think of the overseas grosses, yeah. Disney.
I will say this about this one, and that, like, the race stuff, is that... And I mean, not that I think that anyone's really talking about it in context of this movie. People just more talk about it as, like, an overarching thing. But, like, it took place in, like, you know, Norway or something, like...
Whitey McWhitersons?
There's, like, it's all white people in Norway. Now, you could obviously say they could make something about something else, but, like, they chose to make this story and that story. It would have seemed weird if, right, like, it was originally...
Well, it was, like, Hans Christian, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, that's the other thing, is that they didn't really make original stories, so, you know. But you could update it in different ways, right? So, anyway, I think that's, like, the next step that they should take, I would say.
You want a racially diverse cast?
Yeah, or, like, slightly racially diverse. I want, like, an interracial prince and princess or something. That's what I want. I'm calling for that.
They should make one where it's, like, not a rom-com. Why don't they ever do that?
They're not all... Like, The Lion King, well, there's some tragedy there.
Dark.
It's kind of dark. I mean,
also
funny
stupid.
Parts. That's less of a rom-com.
I don't like The Lion King.
Really?
Yeah. Hot take.
Hot take.
Don't like The Lion King. If I had to rank my favorite Disney movies, number one, easily Aladdin.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't even know, because I haven't seen a lot of them. And I remember really, really liking The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But I hate Notre Dame. And I saw it, like, once in the movie theater in, like, 1995 or whenever it came out.
Yeah.
No, it was 96. And, no, I don't remember why I liked it so much.
You should rewatch it and see. Well, like, that's, like, for me, The Little Mermaid, having rewatched it more recently. is no longer on my list.
Yeah, I have a sentimental attachment to that, but that's a stupid movie.
Oh, it's a terrible movie.
But shout out to Part of Your World Karaoke.
Yeah, I mean the songs are... I consider the songs a separate entity from the movies, you know.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata.
Ethan Hawke looks weird.
He got a buzz cut. My guess is he's
very squinty.
Is he doing some sort of... He's always squinty.
Okay.
Some army type movie? He looks like he is.
Probably.
I think look to see him, guys, in some sort of army movie. Playing like a lieutenant or something. He's too old to be a lieutenant.
Lieutenants can come at any age. That's sexist to call him too old to play a lieutenant.
Doesn't he seem too old to play a lieutenant? I feel like lieutenant's a younger man's game.
Probably. Mm. Yeah, so I think we're there. We're here. This is our big closeout to part one.
All right, yeah.
We're going to have part two.
Oh, shout out to Wade Wallace. Where's Wallace, String? You know where Wallace is? He's at the Academy Awards.
Can I tell you this right now? I think of him as Vince.
Where's Wallace? He's Vince.
I see him.
By the way, shout out to Vince in the BuzzFeed, which Friday Night Lights character are you? I got Vince. We're very similar.
Oh, cool. I stopped taking them.
I grew a lot, too.
I stopped taking them because I was offended that they didn't give me Ray for which girl's character are you.
I think the which Friday Night Lights character came before that, though.
And,
Was just that one,
didn't you? No, I think I got Tyra. Did I get Tyra? I did get Tyra. What was the other BuzzFeed quiz that made me really angry?
I don't remember.
It was the Ray, and then
there were three of them.
There was probably... No, and there's Soria.
Yeah. Flushing.
They told me to live in Flushing.
Shout out to Flushing. There's good food there.
I like Flushing, but I want to live in Astoria.
No, and you do.
I tried to rig the answers to give me Astoria.
And so did I, and so did we all, and all of those people got Flushing. They were onto our game. I think that you can still live in Astoria and like Astoria, and you do live in Astoria, and that you shouldn't take those BuzzFeed quizzes so seriously.
I would like BuzzFeed to do something to make it up to me.
Well, you're going to have to try to take some of their quizzes. Maybe you'll get some good answers, and they'll make it up to you.
Okay, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. That'll be like a cliffhanger. We'll see what happens.
I want to end this part with this, right? I want you to do it for me, and then I'm going to do it for you, okay? If we were an Academy Award category, what category would you pick?
If I was an Academy Award...
You're going to pick me, and I'm going to pick you.
Okay, you would be best sound mixing. Because you're very loud. And sometimes you got to adjust to get it right in the room you're in. My technical directing skills, not always able to handle it. Okay. So now what am I?
I am going to say for you that you are best visual effects.
Okay, how are my best visual effects?
I don't know, I just feel like you know, if you were like a Gollum kind of character or something. They're doing an interesting job with you. They're doing interesting things with you.
It sounds like a grievous insult.
What's an insult?
If you had to pick one for yourself, what would it be?
Okay, if I had to pick one for myself, I would say best original screenplay.
Best original screenplay.
I like to fancy myself.
I was going to say...
It's quirky and interesting.
I'm either best foreign film... Because I'm pretentious. And best animated feature, because I'm excitable.
You are excitable.
Or best adapted screenplay, because we're similar and I couldn't say the same thing to you. Okay, cool.
That's good, yeah.
And now we'll find out who wins our categories when we return.
Oscar's night to shine.
Ready, go! What's up, Deb? What do you got?
The Oscars were really long this year, huh?
Yeah, they were super long.
It's a bit of a show. Del Zaheem.
Too soon. Too soon. Except it took us 5 months?
Just kidding! The Oscars have been over for a really long time.
How long? 5 months?
5 months or something like that.
What we really needed to do is suggest it. To give really good...
Process.
To give really, really hot takes.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Yeah, I mean, the Oscars...
It's like some people have like a pizza stone and that's how the temperature gets really hot for the dough or whatever. We need time to get the oven that hot.
Yeah.
The takes now are going to be like sizzling takes. So what do you think of the Oscars?
Do you remember what happened at the Oscars?
What do you think of the Oscars?
I don't really
ask you first.
I ask you second.
Wait, we had in the previous segment from 5 months ago that people have just listened to, they heard about our Oscar bet. Who won our Oscar bet?
You know who won? I won again.
That's not that surprising because you always win.
If you recall from the podcast you just listened to that we recorded 5 months ago.
They listened like 10 seconds ago.
It came down, it was only one thing, best original score. Congrats, Gravity.
Anti-shout out to her.
Congrats, Gravity, and myself.
Arcade Fire, by the way, not only blew that stupid category for me, they also now have like concert tickets on Living Social for like
you
20 bucks.
You want to know though, so it's been 5 months and Jason still has not paid up his debt for our bet.
Where are we going to go? We're going to announce live on the air where I'm taking you for the bet.
We're going to go to an Italian restaurant.
Like from the Billy Joel song?
Via Trenta, I think is what it's called. Via it's Trenta. In Sunnyside. Shout out to Melissa Nari. Congrats on your wedding.
And honeymoon? Thailand looked fun from your Instagram.
I hope you had fun on your honeymoon, but I don't know if you have to congratulate them on their honeymoon. Congratulations, I'm taking what looked like a fabulous trip, but it doesn't seem like really.
Thailand, what's up? So Via Trenta.
We're going to go there.
Okay, cool. We'll do that soon. Do you have a date? Weren't you supposed to pick a date?
Am I supposed to do everything here? I feel like I'm doing heavy lifting. I won. You lost. You should have to do the heavy
lifting. Well, I think it should be at your leisure.
It's obviously at my leisure. It's been 5 months. I mean, I've been very leisurely.
It was a long show. It was a while to sort the whatever.
What's a long show?
Okay, we'll get that done before, not necessarily the next podcast, but definitely before the third podcast of Season two.
Welcome to season two, guys. And it's like our podcast anniversary.
1 year.
Yeah.
It was 1 year ago tonight.
Wait. Yeah.
1 year ago tonight.
High five.
I went to Shalom, Japan. You were. Where were you?
My coworkers.
You were with your coworkers.
And I was again.
So tonight, almost like
a full circle.
You were home before I was. Very tired. I was out hanging out with Laura and Bex and Nicole. It was good.
A little less tired today. Still tired. So please don't mistake.
A little more
and
drunk.
It's later.
I'm a little more drunk.
It's later. It's like a couple hours later, even.
We could, Was it maybe an hour later? But yeah. We could go back to videotape. I feel like I constantly said the time on that thing.
You're right. It's not early.
But this
it's
is
later,
our movie show. This is our movie show. We're not talking about We're talking about movies.
It's Oscars night to shine.
It's always Oscars night
to shine. It's always Oscars night to shine every night, it turns out, because it's still shining. It's shining brightly.
Now that we're 5 months past, do you really think Gravity deserved best original score?
This
in no way jeopardizes your meal, which you've won.
Well, obviously not. I mean, the Academy has spoken. Here's what I'm going to say to you. Don't remember any of the other nominees, so I can't say if it deserved the win or not.
Well said. Sometimes it takes it's even smarter to just be like, whatever, I don't know.
You know what I'll also say? The Oscars are dumb, so who cares what's good or not?
Tonight,
what deserves to win?
Tonight, 5 months
an
later,
all night,
still
an Oscars
nice
shine. They can shine really brightly, they're still dumb.
Yeah.
They're still dumb.
So movies. We had other movie topics as well, right?
We did.
This remains our
movie podcast. 5 months in the making.
We're going to talk about... Wait, do you have any other Oscar hot takes you want to drop 5 months ago?
It was long.
Adele Dazeem.
Like, really crazy.
Did Gravity win?
I think Gravity won.
No, 12 Years a Slave won.
Did 12 Years a Slave win?
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave won.
Okay. Did Alfonso Cuarón win for Gravity, though? Was it like when it split?
No, I feel like McQueen won.
No, I really don't.
I think McQueen won. Okay.
Somebody check that out for us. We prepared a lot.
Wait, you ready? Yeah. Pause right here for like 10 seconds, and I'll insert it in later. Ready? Pause.
So it was, in fact, Alfonso Cuarón who won Best Director for Gravity, thus ending the drop-in in post.
Okay, that's enough. I can drop it in right there. Who actually won, whether I'm right or you're right, or whether none of us are right. Maybe like a third person won, like Ang Lee.
That'd be weird.
That's the year before.
Even nominated? What would he even nominate for?
For the year before.
The answer to your question is no, you don't have Oscar hot takes because I don't remember.
Who hosted? Were they funny or not funny or offensive?
Who did host? don't have any idea who hosts it.
Wouldn't it have been great if we were, like, jumped in at commercial breaks and did a podcast, like, for, like, 5 seconds at the commercials?
That's what we were going to do.
We should have done that. I should also say shout out to True Detective, because we were going to do it right after. And I was like, no, I just want to watch True Detective.
And I just went to bed.
And True Detective is really good.
I watched True Detective the next day. I remember that, but I don't remember who won the Oscars.
We have 3 movie topics that are going to fill out the rest of this podcast here. Those 3, I'm going to let you choose in what order we do them in.
Okay.
Those 3 are...
Should we let our listeners choose?
We should let our listeners choose. Okay. By live, but we'll take calls.
Yeah, we're going to take calls.
We'll take your calls. At 555-5555. Area code 718. There are Kevin Costner movies and my love of them. They are rom-coms in general, and Gretlin's rom-com week specifically. And then there are your movie treatment. Should we save your movie treatment? Is that like the big finish?
Yeah, let's do that last. I want to do Kevin Costner.
Okay. So what are we going to do about Kevin Costner?
I actually now kind of... Did we ever talk about this on the podcast?
I don't think we ever talked about Costner on the podcast.
So, it turns out Jason's, like, weirdly in love with Kevin Costner. And I feel like you should...
I don't think it's that weird. I think he's great. He's a national treasure.
So, you know, Kevin Costner's been in some good movies. But he's also been in some movies that no one likes, except for Jason.
That's false. I feel like they get a bum rap, and people can't see past the, the negative hype.
Even lots of movies have negative hype.
Waterworld's a fine film.
Right, so like that.
And shout out to The Postman.
Why don't you share with our listeners why you love Kevin Costner?
My main thing about Costner is this. I think he's super underrated, and it makes me like him more, because people don't like him enough. I think he brings a certain something to the table that no one else does.
Can I just say to your, what I think is might be your favorite Costner movie, Tim Kaul?
Field of Dreams is my favorite costume movie.
And Bull Durham.
That might be the most underrated movie of all time.
I referenced Sin Cup last night.
Shout out to you.
I played golf. Yeah, I played golf.
Oh, I saw the snaps. I didn't hear the story yet.
I'm pitching pot, and I referenced Sin Cup.
What'd you say?
Well, there's the end, you know, where... Sorry, spoiler alert. There's the end where he...
I'm familiar with it.
Well, for the
I've seen
people,
it twice
most,
or 30 times.
Most people haven't ever seen it.
Screw you, people.
And he keeps hitting the ball, right, even though he keeps missing or whatever. Yeah. And there was this, like...
He doesn't lay up. He just goes for
there was a patch where there was a lot of water because it had just rained a lot the day before. And so I was like, it's like Tin Cup. I'm being softer.
Brooke's going to not like your levels, I think. But
what if I'm softer for the rest of the time?
Well, we both have this to be at the same
I'm
going to
have a calming effect on everybody. Okay, I know.
It's unexpected. I'll chill a little bit.
Unexpected. Until I probably don't, and then Brooke's going to be upset.
This is what I think. I think Costner is in movies that almost no one else could pull off. For example, Draft Day. Not a great film.
Whoa.
But Draft Day is a watchable movie. Watchable movie. Anyone else is in it, it doesn't work.
By watchable movie, do you mean, like, you can sit there and watch it? I mean, because that's really every movie.
It was not a good movie. He has a certain assured
charm.
I'm
sorry, Brooke. I was trying to be calm, but then Jason had to say that Draft Day was a watchable movie.
Oh, that was better than you guys both gave it credit for. That was such a bad movie. I feel like that thing sounds cool.
You think every movie Kevin Costner's in is better movie than everybody else thinks?
No, that's false.
You even like Swing Boat. That movie was idiotic.
No, Swing Boat wasn't great, but I thought it had certain important things to say about America.
It had nothing important to say about America.
Our politics is not reaching the people anymore.
Yeah, the one person.
Well, sometimes you need one person to be... It's a metaphor. Do you know what a metaphor is? And what about the daughter? What about the spunky daughter?
Yeah,
super feminist, that movie.
Yeah, it's really feminist. Great movie. Turns out I feel like you don't have that much interesting to say about Kevin Costner.
Wait, no, you haven't asked good questions.
I didn't know I was supposed to ask questions.
That's how this goes.
You're supposed to talk about it, right? You're the host.
Tin Cup is great. Field of Dreams is great. Bull Durham is great. Tin Cup is maybe one of the most underrated movies of all time. The Postman gets a super bum rap.
Field of Dreams would have been great without
Untouchables?
Kevin Costner.
Are you kidding me? Untouchables?
Field of Dreams would have been great without Kevin Costner.
False.
Fact.
You need somebody who can both play an athlete a little bit and also be a decent actor. You know what else that movie, Rumor Has It, is pretty good?
What?
Rumor Has It.
Why do you even see see in that movie?
Is Kevin Costner.
Oh, Lord. This is insane.
I love him because people hate him too much.
You just like him to be contrary, is what you're saying.
No. I legit love... Some of those movies are my favorite movies. Tin Cup, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams. Those are my top 20 favorite movies.
I think you would like those even if it was somebody else in them, though.
Tin Cup, no one else can play Tin Cup. You can buy him as both a failed star and as a star at the same time.
I could definitely buy him as a failed star. That is true.
Careful now. Watch out. Well, why don't you like Costner?
I do not like him. I have no problems with him. I think
he's really underrated.
I'm nothing him.
Wait, can we do, in a future episode, can we do this? Because I feel like maybe my love from him is like as a marked corrective. So I feel like maybe in a future episode we should just shout things out and then determine whether they're overrated, underrated, or properly rated.
Okay.
I feel like my love of Costner comes from the fact that he is super underrated. People were like, oh, you got so much money from the studio to make Waterworld, and it wasn't amazing. But it's still a really good movie, and it's super prescient about global warming, and he deserves way more credit for that movie than that movie got. And people started hating on him after that.
Is it good because of him, though?
Yeah.
This is some
Didn't
of
he direct
I...
Waterworld? He's also a pretty decent director.
Don't...
I mean, Dances with
Have
Wolves kind of sucks.
Dances with Wolves? What else has he directed? I mean,
well,
what did you Waterworld. Even say?
No, The Postman?
He directed that?
I've never seen that either.
You're the only person I've ever met
the
though, that likes that
I'll
movie.
I'll say this.
If you the, only like that movie because you want to be difficult.
If The Postman came in at 2 hours and 45 minutes, it'd be better than...
Whoa, wait a second. Yeah. How long is that movie?
It's long.
You don't the like long movies.
And yet I can tolerate The Postman.
If it came in at 2 hours and 45 minutes, was it like 4 hours?
He casts Tom Petty as the mayor of a post-apocalyptic town.
Tom Petty's in that movie?
For like 5 seconds. It's
what
great.
Is,
it's
what
a
are you even
it's great casting.
About?
It's
oh,
really
Lord.
Good casting.
That's insane.
And it talks
You're
about
insane.
The male... is a really good metaphor for how we're all connected and how that connection's important.
My God.
Good movie.
There's
a character named Ford Lincoln Mercury. It's really good.
It's really crazy.
I like The Postman.
Yeah, that's clear. You like every single movie Kevin Costner.
I don't
I want,
like
here's
no.
what. Names three movies that Kevin Costner's in that you don't like.
Dances with Wolves, Wyatt Earp, and that's a trick question because there aren't three bad Kevin Costner movies. All the rest of them are gold.
That's it. That's
now,
all
what
got?
Was the movie where he played the bad guy? Mr. Deeds? No, not Mr. Deeds. That's, there's like
Sandler.
A Mr. Brooks? Mr. Brooks.
I've never heard
He's
of
He's like
that
a serial
movie.
Killer.
I don't think that movie's real.
He's too likable to play a serial killer.
He's too likable.
He's just, he's like a likable everyman.
Okay.
But a little bit better than an everyman.
For Love of the Game?
For Love of the Game?
Movie?
First of all, shout out to Love of the Game. Vin Scully, the greatest sports announcer in the history of sports announcing, is like the fourth lead in that movie. That's awesome.
Yeah,
we all know Costner's great in baseball movies. He
I
made
know,
two
I
of them,
really,
they're awesome.
I
the
was
third
really
one's
excited
really
about
good
that.
Too.
He neither wrote
John
or directed
John C. Reilly's a really good actor. He's the third lead. It's just because Kelly Preston's not great.
That's sexist. She's whatever. It's not her fault.
No, she's just, her part's underwritten. But,
yeah,
she,
but it's like half the movie.
Yeah, that mean, and she's not a very good actress.
Maybe he's not that good in it.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you.
Why do we blame her?
No, I blame the writer, mostly.
You kind of just blamed her, though.
No, she... Wait, you think Kelly
you
Preston's a great...
You said she's not that good in it. She's not a very good actress.
Name a movie Kelly Preston's been good in.
Jerry Maguire.
Please.
She's pretty good in that. Why is she...
You just walked
that?
It back from good to pretty good. I feel like 100%. I'm obviously winning. I don't even have to really poke
she,
at that
I,
that much.
I think she does a good job in that movie with what she's given.
She's given nothing, and she still doesn't
she's
do anything.
She's given a little. She has a good scene where she breaks up with him. Spoiler alert, she breaks up with him.
You ruined that movie for everybody.
Yeah.
Tin Cup's one of my favorite movies. I think based on the popular opinion of a movie and my opinion of the movie, that would then be my favorite movie if we went by differential.
You like 90% like that movie because other people don't care about that movie.
Other people are wrong. That's one of the great sports movies of all time. Shout out to that movie. Deb, do you want to talk about rom-coms? Kevin Costner's in some rom-coms. Do you think Bull Durham is a sports movie or a rom-com?
A rom-com.
What makes it a rom-com and not a sports movie, even though it's largely about baseball?
Because if it was about not... And I think the sports guy said this during rom-com week. If it was not about baseball, it's still... would be an entertaining movie. I mean, it's better for being about baseball, but I think it would still work.
So if he was like a salesman, you're saying?
Yeah.
What are your favorite rom-coms? Should you talk about Grantland Rom-Com Week and how we were super into that for like a week, randomly, two or three weeks ago?
Is that like not interesting to anyone?
None of this.
People love when...
America!
America, let us know how boring it is when we start talking about Grantland.
America just likes to hear us talk. That's been proven.
That's true. That's been proven.
We talk about nonsense.
People miss us.
And America is
People
like,
miss us.
What happened to you? We want, we demand season two. And NBC picked us up.
Grantland.com had a rom-com week. And for that week, they all their writers, their podcasts, talked about, you know, various rom-coms, what makes a rom-com, their favorite rom-coms, rom-com stars. Jason and I both separately got really into it. We talked about it.
What's your favorite rom-com?
My favorite rom-com. That's really hard to say.
Do you want to hear my favorite rom-com? While
I know what your favorite rom-com is. I think it... I mean, it might be The Princess Bride.
Is that a rom-com?
Up there. I think
it's more of a fairy tale rom-com? Great movie.
I kind of think it's a rom-com, but maybe not. I really like Clueless.
Good call. That's a good movie, too.
Yeah. And Harry Met Sally. Obviously, Pride and Prejudice, am I allowed to count that? Because I think that would be...
That's definitely a rom-com.
Up
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Which version?
The original. The original. I like both.
Is that what Colin Firth?
I like the Colin Firth version, but I also like the Keira Knightley version.
Never seen it.
It's good. It's pretty good.
Is he a little too proud or
I
a
like
little
too
prejudiced?
Jerry Maguire, obviously.
Jerry Maguire's a rom-com?
Yeah, Jerry Maguire's a rom-com. That's like ultimate rom-com.
That movie doesn't work if he's not a sports agent.
That what?
If he's not a sports agent, that's not a good movie.
If he was a movie agent, why would it be any different?
Okay, no, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
You're
right. You're
definitely wrong.
Well done.
I'm looking at movies I have to see if I'm forgetting anything.
It's good podcasting if you
can
like,
I,
just sort of
Can
pause.
I say for a second, here's what, I'm going to interrupt the rom-com thing to say this, that, you know, Robin Williams just passed away, and so people have been talking about their
favorite
Robin Williams movies and everything. I just want to say, because it's not been said at all, Death to Smoochie's awesome. People should watch it. I love that movie. That is my favorite Robin Williams performance. I'm really, I think, alone completely in the world on that, and that makes me happy. But
you're going to take shots at me for liking
You're
going
to say, like, Tin Cup's underrated. Death to Smoochie's such an underrated
Death
movie.
Death to Smoochie's terrible.
It has lots of good things to say about our media and our time.
Because you like it, I've seen Death to Smoochie, like, 5 times.
You haven't seen it 5 times.
Death to Smoochie's terrible.
I own it. You're wrong. It's not terrible.
I feel like if we just got a random sampling of strangers and had them watch Tin Cup and Death to Smoochie, none of them would think Death to Smoochie was better.
I don't know. I think you're wrong about that.
We'd have to wait until Robin Williams' passing was in the
movie. I think they probably wouldn't like either of them, to be honest, but...
That's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
It might be. Like, I haven't seen, I guess, that many. Like, I...
Hater.
I mean, I don't really like
Dead
Poets
you.
Society.
Dead Poets Society is stupid.
I've never seen the Fisher King.
Fisher King's great. Fisher King's my favorite. Good Will Hunting's stupid.
Yeah,
overrated.
That's I mean, I like Aladdin.
Aladdin, great movie. My second favorite Robin
Williams.
It's a
good movie. I feel like people are liking on Mrs. Doubtfire a little too much. Like, that movie's fine, but like, let's all relax on Mrs. Doubtfire. It's not that great.
Everyone knows Pierce Brosnan steals that movie.
Yeah. Sally Fields, America's Sweetheart.
You like her? You really... Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are there other ones?
Of course, there are Jumanji.
Oh, I won't see that movie. That commercial used to scare me so much. I don't like those weird CGI animals. I find them really freaky.
I feel like there are other ones, too. He's been in a lot of movies.
I'm sure there are other ones.
Patch Adams?
Never seen it.
He's got that nose, though. It's funny.
I saw that... Oh, my God. I saw that horrible movie with Cuba Gooding Jr., where, like...
Snow Dogs?
No, they, like, were... They were dead. They were dead.
Oh,
were
my
dead.
God. I saw
that
movie, too.
Because so
Deb
Mac...
Because
Deb Mac!
Deb Mac
told
us to see that movie.
Our therapist told us to see that movie. That would be so great and enlightening.
What Dreams May Come.
I hated that movie so much. It was horrible.
What Dreams May Come is super
so
stupid.
Angry.
It's very dumb.
Made me really
Cuba
angry.
Gooding Jr. was in
it? Yeah. Don't see that, guys.
I don't remember Cuba being in it.
Yeah, he was, like, the other guy in
Snow
it.
Snow Dogs is better.
I'm pretty sure he was in it. I made that up. I'm pretty sure
I think you might have made that up.
I don't think
it was like Annabelle Sciorri.
Well, yeah, but she was the wife he was looking for. But Cuba Gooding Jr. was like his like guide through the underworld,
through heaven.
Yeah, no, more like through hell, right?
I feel like there was
Spoiler
no hell
alert.
In that movie.
That was, the wife was in hell.
No, she was still alive.
He went to save her. No. No, she
wasn't. Oh, that's right. They're all skeletons and stuff.
Yeah, because okay, she committed suicide.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trying to set her free. It was really a terrible
movie. Oh, my God. That movie was really, really bad.
It was so bad. You were smart to block some of that out.
Dead Max should not have made a
movie. All right, I feel like we should, I don't know, not talk about that, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're right. Cool. Guys, don't see that movie that you've never heard of
yeah, and never saw will. In the first place. Not one okay. of the best Robin
Williams. Still, shout out to Robin Williams.
Yeah, no, I mean,
he just died, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we're supposed to. I was trying to be topical, and it was related to the movies. So.
Yeah, we're on point. Right, yeah. Do you want to tell everybody about your movie now?
Sure. I can do that.
I'm excited. If you're out there and you have, like, a movie studio.
Yeah. Well, no, before you have a movie studio, if you know how to write a movie.
That would be good.
Get in touch with me.
Or direct a movie. Or you're, like, an actor.
Yeah, well, first let's get the writing.
Or you just like to shout about stuff.
Or if you're, like, in development, like, shepherding projects and developing them.
I don't know what that means.
That would be cool. Yeah, so you're going to love it, and then contact me.
So, Deb, you have a movie treatment.
Is this what I have, a treatment? I feel like I have a...
I think it's a treatment.
Yeah. Treatment doesn't have to be on paper.
I feel like you're not a... You're an audible thinker.
An audible thinker?
Your treatment is just in
it's
your...
Just in my
your
head. Okay.
You carry it around with you.
I do. I have a movie that I think would actually be pretty good.
Is it... Like, I feel like it's kind of like a Costner vehicle, almost.
Costner vehicle? Do you want your character?
I want Costner to play my dad, our dad.
Our dad? What about Coach?
Yeah, that's better. But, I mean, you don't always get your first choice.
Okay. So, Costner's second choice. I hope he doesn't listen to this beforehand.
Coach or Costner?
Both.
Okay,
both
tell the good people, tell America what your movie's about.
So... When Jason was like...
Five
or something?
1983.
You're sharing your age with everyone. Big.
BuzzFeed tonight, by the way, I took a BuzzFeed quiz. How old are you? How old do you think they said
I am? Oh, wait. So you're back to taking BuzzFeed quizzes. Because just like 4 hours ago, before the Oscars started, you were you weren't going to be taking BuzzFeed
quizzes. A lot changes in 5 months. Yeah. No, basically, Becky, future guest Becky Paley... asked me to take this BuzzFeed quiz tonight. What's your real age? And I took it.
16?
Close. 18.
Ha! I've been right all this time. Did it also say you were a girl?
No, but okay. It said it's something about Kendall Jenner, who I'm not really sure who that is.
That's one of the Kardashian girls.
But I know that Julia Lemon is very excited / jealous that she might date Chandler Parsons. But no one will understand what that means.
Who?
Other than you. Or apparently not even you.
I haven't listened to the right reason.
All right, let's move right along then. Okay. We'll let it bet
out. Well, you're an 18-year-old girl.
Take that out in post.
I did meet you, I think, at some point, an 18-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So I was spot on.
You and BuzzFeed.
Me and BuzzFeed are up one high. Sorry, Nicole.
Okay, 1983.
So pitch this. 1983. You're probably going to be wearing some Champion sweatshirt and, like, baggy jeans or something. And
sweatpants. I was sweatpants all the way 5 years old.
All right. And... For the movie, you might wear jeans. More relatable. So, you're in a store with her mom, going shopping, and there's this Yankee jacket. You know,
like a satin,
shiny,
like a fancy,
you know, one of those shiny ones,
one,
like Joe Torre would wear in the dugout type thing. And Jason, you guys, he wanted the Yankee jacket.
I
know. It's
I
like,
did.
This is the guy you know. He wanted a Yankee jacket. And
he's
her
cute.
Mom was like, he's like a little expensive. He's 5. She's like, you know, you haven't expressed any interest in the Yankee fan at this point. Like, let's kind of wait and see approach, right? You know, if you become a fan, get you the jacket, but maybe not, whatever. Cut to, like, the next summer. It was, like, Summer Dwight Gooden.
Summer Dwight.
You know, 6-year-old Jason gets super into baseball.
Like, August. August,
huge
July.
Mets fan. He's all in on the Mets. So my
let's
movie, it's, like, Sliding Doors meets Field of Dreams.
Do you
say?
Think
meet
people?
Something else. We
do
had a
you
third.
Think America knows what Sliding Doors is?
Yeah. I think
okay.
So, if not, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's all I got to say about that. Sliding Doors. Check it out. It's a okay movie.
That's on the poster. Yeah. If you're not familiar with it, it's a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow in a subway, and underneath it says, "It's an okay movie." Deb Sher.
They should be so lucky to get a quote from me on their cover. So. Jason's in that store, 1983, gets the jacket, right? And his life trajectory goes one way.
I become a Yankee fan. I get that jacket. I probably become a Yankee fan.
He becomes a Yankee fan. Spoiler alert, that doesn't necessarily lead to good things.
Am I happier because the Yankees win a lot?
No. And then, so the other way is, you know, a little more true to life.
What actually happens?
He becomes a Met fan. So, as a Yankee fan, he becomes like some sort of an investment banker douchebag. And may or may not die at the end of the movie.
And I didn't even know that.
Death. You say that every single time I see that. I told you that like 5 times. And then...
Dark.
And then in the other one, when he was a Met fan, he learns to kind of like appreciate the little things in life.
Because there are, you know, no good, there become, are no big good things
in life. He has to become a richer person inside. And so that's my movie. And I think it'd be really good.
Who is going to play
me?
Who's going to play
you? It's going to be about family. It's going to be about... life and love and baseball and, you know, everything in between. Who's gonna play you? So I have a whole casting.
Shout out to Coop. We need your
and
help.
And a marketing plan. So Jesse Eisenberg and his younger sister Haley Eisenberg, who was once in a Pepsi commercial, so I think she might be an actress. She could play me.
Know
this family. So, Coop, we're counting on you. Because then what we're going to have is like a brother-sister in the movie and like a brother-sister, obviously, the movie's about. And, you
will
know,
there be podcasting?
We're going to be on like, you know, Good Morning America all together, you know, laughing and sipping coffee and having a good time. What kind of beans? I don't know. We'll put it in the rider.
By the way, shout out to the new place in Astoria, 60 Beans.
Have you been?
We just went to it, Nicole and I, on the way down to Mara's. They have George Howell beans.
I don't know what that means.
You can't get that anywhere. It's from Massachusetts. They're really good beans. Okay. I've had them from Craft Coffee a couple times. Yeah. It's good coffee.
Cool.
Though
so
it
you're
doesn't...
go. Are you going to be willing to go the opposite way from the subway if you're on the way to the subway to get these?
Yes. Their cold brew, is that culture? Actually, it's better cold brew, I think. But the George Howell stuff is really good. They had really good pour over. I'm super into the 60 Beans. But as you were saying about this movie, I didn't mean to distract about the beans, but you started in a coffee, and obviously. What kind of beans do you think Good Morning America has?
Not good beans.
No, you don't think they get like Stumptown or something?
But I think we could put it, I don't, but I think we could put it in the rider that we demand a certain kind of beans.
What kind of beans are we going to demand?
I don't know. What do you want to demand?
I feel like I
think about that. You have a little time. The movie's not coming out for a while, considering it hasn't been written yet or anything else.
Yeah, we need people who know how to write movies.
Yeah, somebody who knows how to write a movie. Call me.
So you got a good marketing plan.
I got a marketing plan. I got an idea. I got a poster.
Tell us about the poster.
So the poster, right, is going to be Jesse Eisenberg. Or maybe not even. There's probably not going to be a face. There's going to be kind of like a body. And it's going to be half a Yankee jacket and half a Met jacket. And it's going to say the name of the movie, which I haven't decided on yet.
You don't even... Is there anything in the running?
Not really.
I feel like I should remember this.
No. Fielder's Choice. That's just...
I feel like that's not good, but it's also... I see where you're coming from. No one's going to go see a movie called Fielder's Choice. Unless, is the guy's name going to be Fielder? Is it like a Good Will Hunting? Good Will Hunting came out, I was like, if that fucking guy's name is Will, I am so out on this fucking
movie.
Maybe
his name should be Fielder.
So
that's
like,
so dumb.
The guy's name
is
going to be like Bobby Fielder.
Bobby
it's going to
Fielder.
Be Fielder's Choice.
I think his first name would be Fielder.
Should we like, are we like dumbing it down for a mass audience here?
Well, yeah.
We're going to have to delete
this
podcast.
I want it to be... I want it to be a little quirky, you know. But I want it to be successful.
America, you could have a producer credit on this future
I would
film.
Also, I'm not going to say, I'd be
give
willing
us a title.
To have it be on, like, HBO. Like, I don't
Made
you know.
Made for, yeah. No. You,
like,
the big screen
traditional
is
distribution
yeah.
is, like, way over, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Netflix.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Yahoo.
Shout out to Community coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harmontown.
Non-traditional media, call me. I'm interested. I would be into
that. Do you think non-traditional media has a listed number? You could call them if they do.
It's non-traditional
Hello?
Media.
Hello? Is this non-traditional media?
555 non-traditional media.
Too many digits.
They probably just have a website.
They have a website.
Yeah, non-traditional media. It's like, put in your request here. No, they make a little money.
I feel like it should be a Netflix original.
All right. Yeah, we could probably.
Done.
I feel like we maybe could arrange that, right?
All
right.
Where's the money?
Wait, I'm waiting for the chip.
This is a good movie, though. I want people who are listening right now to tell us a title.
Yeah.
Come up with your title ideas. Whoever comes up with the best title will win something. What should they win?
They'll have a cameo in the movie.
They'll both have a cameo in the movie, a producer credit.
No, whoa. They could be.
They could be
a consulting producer credit. Okay.
They don't get any of the back end.
Definitely not.
We should negotiate with ourselves. Well.
Yeah.
We'll hash it out.
You'll definitely get a cameo.
Cameo in the film.
And for that day you're on set, you can choose what kind of beans we have.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
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 No.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'll bring my own coffee.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You can
That's fine.
Buy your own
okay.
coffee.
Okay, agreed.
Yeah, one day you can buy your own coffee. Maybe they'll choose beans you like.
Maybe they won't.
Maybe they'll choose from a pre-approved list.
Okay.
They might not have any.
I give them a list of like 10. I got lots of beans I like.
Maybe even like 5. They
okay,
like
5. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll get to choose your beans from a list of 5 choices.
You get to be on a movie set for a day.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool. You're going to get to meet Jesse Eisenberg.
You get a consulting producer credit.
And his sister, Haley Eisenberg.
You get a cameo in the film.
And maybe Kevin Costner. Maybe Kevin Costner.
Can you play
that? Oh, no. I know. I have the part for him. He's going to play
Timmy Spillane.
Your boss.
The douchey.
Well, you're
going to
have... I kind of like the idea, right, in each thread, it's kind of like the same people, but they're playing different characters, because it's like everyone's a little bit different.
Costner has that kind of range.
And so, in the investment maker douchebag, right, he's going to get to do some scenery chewing, like, boiler room
he
style
never
see,
he
stuff.
They have a role where he chews the scenery. He never does. Okay. Super humble.
He's very understated. He's more reactive. So he's going to be that.
Not so much acting,
and
I
then,
find, as
I don't
reactive.
Know what I want your job to be yet in the Met thing, but I think you might be some sort of, like, writer type. Something like that.
Like a
and
sad,
he's
going to
be, like, your
type.
Editor.
My editor. But
yeah.
We're going to be buddies. Sort of like Bored to Death.
Right.
Like he's going to play a Ted Danson.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a Jason Schwartzman.
They're a little bit different because it's not going to be a copy of that. But, yeah. But that's sort of that kind of relationship. And that, yeah. Maybe you're going to be a blogger. Maybe a little, like, I want to be a little hip. We're going to be on Netflix, you know?
I think you should disabuse yourself of the notion that being a
blogger
counts
cool.
means as hip.
But, like, hip, I, no, they didn't see me use quotes. I used
No,
quotes.
You're right. They can't see anything.
This isn't a blog. I used air quotes when I said hip. I meant hip in, like, Hollywood speak. You don't know about Hollywood speak. Because you haven't, you know, been
yeah,
in
write
it, like,
the movie.
Yep. Like I
let,
did.
Let me know.
But hip in Hollywood speak isn't really hip. It's like what they might think is hip. And to answer your question that you asked before, no, the podcast is not going to be in the movie.
I asked that?
You started to, yeah. And then
okay.
We went on.
The podcast shouldn't be in the movie.
Yeah.
It's not good enough for Hollywood.
It's not going to be in the movie.
No, it's too
That's
good
not
for Hollywood.
Really what the movie's about.
Okay, I think that's like an Oscar podcast. 5 months in the making?
Yes, it's great.
We're like, I don't know.
Yeah, shout out to Gravity and...
Shout out to Deb for winning again and 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 again. If I said that 13 times, then it's right. Should we, as Brooke would want to
say... Oh, we didn't say too, sorry, but, like, not only did I win this year... But, like, I got 22 out of 24 categories, right? And Jason got 21 out of 24. That's impressive.
It's one of the great crimes of all time that I would win almost any other pool, but I'm up against you, and I lose, like, 12 of 15 years or
well,
whatever
it is. Awesome. Shout out to
us.
Yeah,
shout out to
us. Really pretty amazing.
We should slap 5 because people can hear that. The fist bump no one can hear.
How impressive is that?
You're very good at this. You're really
you're
very,
good
very
at
good at this.
Though.
Not good
Just
enough.
Just not good as
not
good as
enough.
Me.
You're the master.
Anyone else is your sibling. You'd be
you
dominating.
You are
this.
The master. Yeah. We could make a movie about that. If someone
that,
else was my sibling and how I would dominate the Oscar
that'll
pool.
Be a sequel. One in one trajectory you're really
such
good
a
at
terrible
the
movie.
Other
the, your idea's way better.
My idea's definitely better. I think my idea's a good movie.
You know what I think we should do to finish it up here?
What?
We should talk about things that might be coming up in season 2 for
yeah,
a year
so
or
season
two.
Two.
Season 2. We just
Welcome
got picked
to
up.
Season 2. We got picked up.
Picked up.
They said it wouldn't last, suckers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Screw the four of
this
you
is,
that are still listening
we're
right
like,
now.
NBC, you know, we got, you know, Chuck, they had to end, and then Parks and Rec's coming to a close, and 30 Rock's over, and they were like, what else do we
you
have?
You said there? That this podcast won't be in your movie, but yeah. If Community is probably going to get 6 seasons in a movie, we will probably have a movie version of this podcast at some point.
Should we go for 6 seasons in a movie? Is that our goal?
Do we still talk about who we think is actually listening still at this point?
No, I mean, because we haven't made a podcast in so long.
Okay. We don't even know.
We don't even know.
But people should write us an email at yeah. shareleytothercredit@gmail.com.
Remember that? Remember that email?
I don't.
Tweet at us. You guys are on social media. Like us on Facebook. We still have that Facebook page, right?
There's no way anyone who's listening right now hasn't already done that.
Tell your friends to like it.
No, don't even do that. You don't have to do that.
But just, if you could, let us know that you listened. I think
yeah,
that
just
would,
be like, oh, that part was really
because
stupid.
Honestly, we were waiting to get picked up for that back 9, so we kind of need to come here.
This one part was slightly less stupid than the other parts. That kind of sort of email.
Yeah.
So what we have coming up, though,
yeah.
Becky's going to be on. And yeah. I want to tell you this. Becky's some people were like, maybe the guests weren't, you know, I'm not a really good, I'm
yeah.
a terrible interviewer. I was going to say not a good interviewer.
No, but they're going to find out. Earlier in this podcast, that your interview skills have improved a little.
They have improved.
Or at least they did 5 months ago.
I feel like 5 months ago I did a good job interviewing you about Frozen.
You did, I thought so.
Secondly, when I was like, who should be on, like, America, let us know who we should have on as a guest, people either said themselves or no one, or multiple people said Becky Paley.
People asked for Becky. She's
going to be on.
She's
going to be our next guest. We're going to have a couple episodes before
that.
She's
definitely going to be our next guest. We will not have a
first guest of season 2. Is going to be Reverend Pelly,
the Rev.
We're also going to talk about your future love of poetry.
My future love of poetry.
That's going to be exciting. I have a whole list of things.
We are going to dissect what a cookie is.
I'm going to talk about both my love of both Froyo and fancy cocktails.
Yeah. We're going to break down a really topical discussion on Dylan versus Brandon from...
Don't even say where it's from. Everyone knows where it's from.
Just Dylan versus Brandon.
Everyone knows Dylan versus
Brandon.
We're
gonna... Some of our hot takes on that, they might not be what you expect.
I feel like they're not hot takes. Those are truly sizzling takes. Those are like burning hot takes.
Those are like fire takes.
We're just raining fire down on people on that one.
We're ready. That might be like a... That could be like a whole episode, I feel like.
Do we still do the Madman thing?
I don't know if I could still do that. I could never do it, so that's okay. We could do that, because maybe it's been long enough, like,
just reuse the same ones.
Okay. I don't know if I remember it.
So, guys, welcome back, podcast season 2. Shout out to us for finally getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, we did it.
Shout out to you for making it to the end. And without further ado, we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
I can't believe that you just did that.
Really?
No way.
I can't believe it.
Bye-bye.